Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're talking about The Life Story, which is a project we've been lucky to work on for many, many years. And when it came to us, it was described pretty succinctly as a project looking to shine light on the experiences and voices of people who had been in the sex trade and providing practical solutions to help them live as survivors beyond that life. So this came to us as a collaboration with many other people, Brew Advisors, sort of the overarching agency involved. We work with Owen Jones and Irene Taylor Brodsky, who's a wonderful filmmaker, and several others to bring a really complex idea and complex project to life. And I think the first challenge for us as the creative directors on the project was trying to think, how can we create an identity around this? But yeah. It was more than an identity, because the whole experience lives on a website. And so it had to be both a visual identity that conveyed the idea behind the whole project, but also be like a navigation tool on the site.
There had been a lot of research and thinking and strategy that had gone into the project before we got brought on. So our challenge was really to kind of simplify all this into a system where you could land on a website and kind of navigate all this content that was going to be writing and videos and infographics. We worked over the course of several months with the client and with Brew Advisors on the strategy, and I think we ended up locking ourselves into a room for a very long time with a whiteboard and drew out several solutions to this, but basically trying to capture everything we heard into this very simplified visual that represented kind of all these different trajectories and paths of these women, and making that both a visual system identity and also like a navigational system.
I mean, I remember leaving the first meeting we had with Brew and just being completely overwhelmed by the subject matter, which is very difficult, and then also overwhelmed by the complexity of the story they were trying to tell, and also being just like boggled by the number of different pieces that had to come together for the storytelling piece, and just feeling like, I think you have to go through that freak out mode sometimes with these projects where you're like, there's no way I can do it. It's going to be horrible. I don't even want to touch it. I just want to walk away and find a new career. But you go through that, and then you actually start thinking about it strategically. And I think that was you and I locked in a room for a while. You were windows. It wasn't just like a white room, like, and we took breaks. But you really had to, or we had to immerse ourselves in it and just talk about it nonstop until we got to a point where we felt comfortable enough with the idea to start expressing it visually.
Yeah, and we were kind of lucky to be part of the team who kind of worked from like the early times throughout execution. You know, we worked on the team on all their social media and a lot of collateral pieces and a lot of other content around this project. So by the end of it, we really got to know everything around this subject. But I think one of the most special moments were an event that Brew hosted with the Novo Foundation for all the survivors in Portland at the Armory to showcase the films that are part of the website.
Mm-hmm. Armory is a Civil War era building. It was actually a Civil War era armory that is now a theater, the Gruden Theater at the Armory.
Yeah. And we kind of had to take the visual identity and kind of execute that into the space as part of the event design for the event, so, and also the on-screen graphics for the event.
Yeah, it was a big space, and it was a really well-attended event. You had, like Tess said, the survivors, but you also had all these donors and people from the Nova Foundation from New York and a huge contingency from Portland. And it was essentially like, okay, we have this space. Like pretty much every project, they did not have a huge budget, and they're like, what can we do to like bring the story to life in here? And so there was some poster design, some things like that, and then there was a animation and video project that we did almost entirely internally. And then because there was no staff to do this at the theater, Tess and I were the technical directors of the entire presentation. I think we learned that the day of.
We did.
Thank God. I worked in student television in college. And so we were like at the back of the theater running everything as this 2-hour screening was happening.
It was a very special night.